大家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the Day， 我是 Larry， 欢迎大家加入我们的 QQ 群90127292。如果您之前加过我们的老群，就不用再加这个新群了，因为功能是一样的。好，那今天呢，我们的课程是雅思口语课，我们请来的嘉宾老师是 Echo 老师。
Hello， 大家好，我是 Echo 云儿佳。I'm glad to be here again to share something about IELTS again, right? Of course, speaking. And in this particular program today, I would like to share a bit about our vocabulary, or I wouldn't even say vocabulary. It's about, you know, some small verbs, right? Okay? But that are good to use.
我们知道雅思口语考试啊，它的官方指南中有四个评分项。
哎，没错，
只要你
之前也经常会去提到这四项。
对，我们再来给大家重申一下，有哪四个评分项必须要强化训练，这样你才能够达到高分。
哎，
第一个
pronunciation
就是发音语音啊，包括你的连读，包括你的语音语调，哎，这都算在这个 pronunciation。And the second one
grammar。
Grammar 就是你的语法、
yes.
单复数啊，像这个说话的时候，男的他 he 和女的他 she， 千万不要搞错，这是第二个。第三个呢？
Fluency and coherence， right， 也就是我们说的连贯度和流利度的问题。Right，
你说话的时候不能打磕巴，不能停顿，不可以结结巴巴的。这是第三点。那么第四点就是我们今天要讲的，叫做 vocabulary， or we have a more official name for it is called lexical resources， 或者是词汇量
or lexical range。
一个词汇量，你的词汇量到底有多少，你的词汇量在口语表达的时候是不是丰富，这个是非常重要的。那说到词汇量呢，其实很多人都很头疼。因为一说到词汇量呢，很多人就会炫耀自己有几千个词的词汇量啊。小学生说自己有一千个词的词汇量，中学生说自己有五千个词的词汇量，到了大学，特别是一些英语专业的人，说我有一万个词的词汇量，那听到一万个词，很多人就头疼了，怎么背单词啊？特别是口语考试，我怎么能够准确无误地调用这一千个词、一万个词的词汇量呢？
Actually, yeah, this is a really good topic to talk about, because speaking of this, I've always had something, you know, I'm curious about the vocabulary. Well, I don't know, like, you know, why. Speaking of learning English, everybody, you know, every Chinese student could think of is to, like, you know, expand their vocabulary, right? Okay?也就是说我有一个东西特别的好奇哈，然后就是我们一说到学习英文，大家其实每个人都想去说的是哎，背单词。然后我经常会去听到，不管是我的学生还是其他的，就是在雅思考试当中碰到的考生，然后那么大家一说，哎呀，我最近真的得好好学学英文了，所以明天买本单词书。
对，有很多同学说啊，我要学英语了。我说你怎么学？从明天开始，我要开始背单词。
哎，没错。
嗯。
然后，其实这样的一种方式，可能并不是就是说最好的去扩展你的词汇量，拓宽你的就是
有效词汇量。
对，有效词汇量的时候，因为很多同学其实单词背了一万，然后可能有些同学比较凶猛，偶尔有几万的。但是你有没有想过？对，有真的有学生啊，就是。14岁的时候单词量可能有那么两万多，然后而且已经涉及到 GRE 的单词量了。然后那么这个时候的话，但我会发现这些孩子会都有一个共同的特点哈，就是单词量巨大，说出来的句子真的不是特别的好懂。
于是呢，雅思口语考试分数特别的低。
哎，对，然后这是一个我们常会碰到的结果。为什么？就是我们刚才说的有效单词量的问题。那么什么叫有效单词量？其实首先你要去满足一个要求，是最低最低的要求，就是你说出来的句子别人是能懂的。然后而且说的句子是不怪的。你想，我之前经常会去用的一个例子，就是我用新闻联播的语言天天跟你去做一个口语的沟通的时候，你会觉得我这个人有病，然后这个感觉不是特别的舒服。那么其实我们也要去避免这样的语言。那怎么样的单词是好的呢？其实 在口语当中好的单词就是大家天天在使用的这些单词，我们叫高频的单词是最好的。所以今天我们就来说几个最简单的高频单词，但是你有不知道的地方。
所以呢，在雅思口语考试或者在这个托福口语考试中其实是一样的，就是呢怎么样运用一些很常见看上去并不难但其实呢真要用的时候又想不到的小词。这个小词就是我们需要在口语考试中运用的有效词汇。
哎，没错。那么how about let's find a topic for you know this, right? Okay? So how about let's name it family gripes. Gripe. G-R-I-P-E, right? Okay?
Right.
That means like, you know, the small complaints about people or things. 也就是说，哎，小的抱怨， right? So the topic is family gripes. 哎，家庭的小抱怨， right? Okay? So, yeah, how about, you know, let's start with Larry, right? Okay, hey, Larry 每次就只是作为我的一只羊是吧、mm-hmm. 然后哎，世界的号码
任人宰割
okay, 对。How about your family gripes? Do you have anything like, you know, to gripe about your family? I mean, family members. Those things could be like, you know, a little annoying, but still cute. Like my mom, she, you know, she's always nagging me.About things, you know, when I'm home and she always like, you know, ask me to, you know, make the bed, get up early and, you know, eat more veggies. So this.
So just my mother. My mother is always nagging at me. She's too talkative. Talking every day from morning to the night.
So any particular things she like, you know, wants you to do that annoys you?
For example, I think she cares too much about me.
Exactly, that's what moms do.
My mom always sees me as a baby, little baby, all the time, even though I've grown up.
Mm-hmm, right.
She's always nagging at me, even before I go shopping. You know, she always checks further routes for me, even though I don't need them.
Oh, okay, wow. But, you know, she sounds...A little bit sweet, right, but too sweet for you.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, so these are like, you know, some gripes about family members, right? Okay? I used to like, you know, taught a lot of students about like, you know, this lesson. So they also had a lot of gripes about their family members.
好，那接下来呢 ？Echo 老师会拿出一些例子，这些例子是他的学生怎么去抱怨他家里的一些事情的。那么别忘了，今天我们课程的主题是口语考试中用的一些小词，一些小词中的动词，看看怎么用。那么接下来 ，Echo 老师会举一些例子，这些例子呢是他的一些学生在表达他家里的一些事情的时候。用的一些小词上的错误，我们来关注一下这些案例中可能会涉及到的小词。
我父母经常让我在11点之前回家，也就是说经常逼我在11点之前回家。那么大家会怎么去 do this sentence?
In English?
You know, my former students probably would just say, you know, my parents always force me to...come back home before 11 o'clock, right? Okay? Yeah, if this is what you wanted to say, you probably need to hear for the rest of the program.
So here, the verb force is not so proper.
Right, it's too big, I guess. 太大了有点，而且会觉得怪怪的，是吧？好，那我们再来看另外一个句子， right? Okay?
好的，那我们来看看第二个学生的案例。
Okay.我父母没能说服我爷爷奶奶搬得离我们再近一点。
我的爸爸妈妈没有说服我的爷爷奶奶让他们搬得更近一些。
OK, 好，那么我们的同学们可能会去说 My parents didn't persuade my grandparents to move closer to us.
哎，没错呀，但是呢 persuade 可能在口语中并没有另外一个小词来得更加地道和好听。
哎，对，这个其实就是说，这个的话，它不算是错误，但是它可能算是一个 something a little bit weird speaking English, right?
好，到此为止我们听了两个同学的这个案例了哈。
这两个例子是可能我的学生里面然后会在这一课之前说的比较有代表性的例子，然后但可能他会有点小小的很怪异的地方，或者说不舒服的地方，
或者说有更好的小词可以代替这两个句子中的动词。那第一个呢，是我的父母让我必须在11点前回家。那么刚才 Echo 老师的同学是这么说的， My parents force me to come home before 11 o'clock every night。
嗯哼，
那这里有个 force， 其实是大家经常会用到的一个词，但是这个词呢，可能有一个更好的小词用来替代它。
哎，I think this way would be more natural, right? My parents make me come home early, even before 11 o'clock.
哦，make， 我听到了 ，make me come home early before 11 o'clock。
那有些同学就会很郁闷 ，make。Why make? Make is like, you know, we do something, right? Or, you know, we try to create something. 就像我们去做什么的时候。那么为什么 make 会在这边这么去使用？
Make 替代 force， 本来是 force me to come home early， 现在变成了 make me come home early。
Right.
那这里为什么用 make 呢？
好， make 在这里面呢，我们就有一个什么呀？哎，比如说你要去逼某人去做某事的时候，哎，我们就会倾向于用 make somebody do something, right? In speaking English.
很简单。
So, make somebody do something. 注意在这儿哈，不是 to do, 是 do something, right?
Make somebody do, 这是一个常用的搭配，大家也记住了啊。
Yes. And then, you know, with another sentence, right? 我父母没能说服我爷爷奶奶搬得离我们再近一点，是吧？哎，说服或者说在有时候说说服 ，right？OK，、okay, 我们刚才用的是 persuade，right？persuade、okay,。I said you know this is correct， but in speaking English， you know we have a better word to say this， right？ easier way。We would just say my parents can't get my grandparents to move closer to us。My parents can't get。My grandparents to move closer to us. So,
用 get, 用 get 而不是 persuade.
Yes.
My parents can't get my parents to move closer to us.
But, you know, it's the same meaning, right? Okay? Get somebody to do something. So, with small verbs like this, they do help us, you know, solve things, you know, probably bigger words can't, right? Okay? Yeah. So, how about let's have a look, you know, or, you know, let's listen to how some other people would just complain or gripe about their family members with these small verbs.
Mm-hmm.
那么我们就来看一下哈，大家去抱怨自己，比如说家里面人的一些小例子，然后我们看他们是怎么去使用这些小词的。
小词
，OK，
动词啊，大家那个竖起耳朵听仔细了。接下来艾克老师读的这一段话里面会有一些很实用、很重要的一些小词。
Okay, so we have three categories, right? Okay, the first category is kids gripe about their parents, right? Okay, 小朋友是怎么抱怨自己的家长的 ？Okay, and then the second category is parents gripe about their kids, right? Okay, yeah, 哎，就反过来是吧？家长们也有一些抱怨。And then it's spouses gripe about each other, right? Okay, 伴侣之间、夫妻之间是怎么去互相抱怨的 ？So I'll take turns with Larry, and then let's read this out loud. Okay,、starting with the kids gripe about their parents. First kid, my parents won't let me use the car. I have to ask them to drive me everywhere.那么在这里面不让我用车，大家可以去注意一下，他用的是 My parents won't let me use the car, right? Let, okay? Yeah, and the second one.
I want to go to drama school, but my parents want me to study law. They're always pressuring me about it.
Okay, so here, you know, with, yeah, 在某事情上给某人压力的话，我们可以去说 pressure somebody.About something. And then it's the third person, right? Okay? Louis. My parents won't let me stay out late. I keep telling them not to worry, but they always make me come home before 11. It's so embarrassing. 他的父母经常不让他在外面待得很晚，是吧？然后让他觉得很没面子。 Okay? 那么 在这里面大家可以去注意一下，不让他在外面待到很晚。Won't let somebody do something. 在外面待到很晚叫 stay out late. And they always make me come home before 11 o'clock. 就像我们刚才之前说的哈，逼某人做某事 ,make somebody do something, 让逼他在11点之前回家。Okay, so let's move on to the second category, parents gripe about their kids.
好，我们再来看看家长怎么抱怨自己的孩子的，这一部分的内容有哪一些小词。The first sentence, my kids watch too much TV. I always try to have them do their homework before dinner, but they watch TV instead.
OK, 那么在这里面是家长嫌自己的孩子看电视太多了，他经常会让他们去在晚饭之前完成作业，但是他们非得要看电视 ,right? 那么在这边我们要稍微去注意一下 ,I always try to have them do their homework before dinner. Have them do their homework, right? OK, 哎，我让他们在晚饭之前完成作业 ,right? OK, have somebody,do something, okay? And then let's move on to another person, right? Okay? My kids never help me clean the house. I can't even get them to clean up their own rooms. 我的小孩从来不帮我打扫房子，而且我甚至都不能说服他们让他们去打扫自己的房间。那么在这儿注意他用的是 I can't.Get them to clean up their own rooms, right? Okay? 所以是 get somebody to do something. It means like, you know, persuading, right? Okay? Yeah.
好，最后呢，我们再来看看在伴侣之间的抱怨哈，可能会出现哪一些刚才我们学过的小词，动词小词。My husband never lets me have the remote when we are watching TV. It's so irritating. We are always fighting over it.
Okay, so this wife, right, complains about her husband, right, okay? 她说，哎，我的丈夫从来不让我拿遥控器当我们看电视的时候，所以呢，这件事让人特别的生气，我们老因为这件事情去吵架 ,right, okay? 哎，那么在这儿，大家可以去注意一下是 let somebody do something, right, okay? 哎，My husband never lets me have the remote, right? 哎，让某人去做某事 right? 好，那么这个时候我们看一下哈，我们说了三组不同的抱怨 right? The gripes about family members, right? The topic is also useful in your IELTS exam, right? For example, like, you know, when you're talking somebody, right? If you want to make this person more vivid, I mean, this figure more vivid, you can also talk about, you know, the, like, shortcomings about this person, right? By using the natural small verbs.Right? So let's have a summary about the small verbs, and then probably that would just, you know, give you an overturn about, you know, how small verbs will be used in, you know, our sentences. 所以我们刚才去提到一些其实都跟一个中文有关系啊，这个中文就叫让 ,right? Okay? 哎，那么我们经常大家会去说让的时候，大家会用到 ask, right? Okay? 哎，或者是 tell somebody to do something. 然后好，那么根据他的意思呢，其实我们也会有一些不同，比如说，哎，刚才我们会说有逼某人做某事 ,right? Okay? 哎，那么我们在这儿小词我们可以用到 make somebody do something, right? Make somebody do something. 那么这是逼某人做某事。然后那么还有一个是 have somebody do something. 这个程度上没有 make somebody do something 强，但是 have somebody do something, 我们就可以有什么，哎，你强烈的要求，然后哎某人去做某事，或者说哎我们就是说让某人去做某事。好，那么在这儿那么还有什么呀，这个让里面有说服的意思，比如说我们一开始去说的，哎，我父母没能说服我的爷爷奶奶搬离我们近一点，那么这个时候我们会用get somebody to do something, right? 哎，这里面有劝说、说服的这么一种成分。好，那么再往下，哎，允许，这个让有允许的意思哈，允许某人做某事，我们会用什么呀？ Let somebody do something. Let somebody do something. 哎，那么这个时候我们比如说我父母不让我们在外面待得很晚，然后我们会说 My parents won't let me stay out late. Won't let me. 那么注意在这儿一个固定搭配， Let somebody do something 经常是跟 won't right, 哎，去做搭配，是不允许哈。那么我们来看几个句子，然后去尝试一下。For example, 我爸总是要求我让我整理床铺。那么大家可以去看到在这里面我的情绪是什么呀？不是特别愿意的。所以呢他这样的一个要求的话就是什么呀？哎，我们可以用什么词？至少是可以用到 make 或者是 have, right? 那么我爸总是让我整理床铺，我可以说哎 ,my father or my dad always makes me make the bed, 或者说 always has me make the bed, right? Okay? 或者说我们看一下，我姐姐不想我骑她的自行车，我只好求她借给我。那么这个求的话，很多同学还会说到哎 beg, right? Okay? But you know, you actually can use get somebody to do something. 大家可以试一下。我姐姐不想让我骑她的自行车，我只好求她借给我。My sister doesn't like me to just take her bike. I have to get her to lend it to me. Get her to lend it to me. Okay?
所以刚才我们在这个抱怨中啊，在一些例子中啊，我们都听到了很多这个动词中的小词。这些小词特别简单，但是呢我们经常可以用到每一句话中，比如说这个我给大家总结一下啊，我们刚才提到了有 let 让某人怎么怎么样 let 还有这个 make
right
make 要求让某人怎么怎么样，
哎，但是这样的一个让的话它是有那种逼迫的成分在里边哎，
好，还有第三个小词叫做 have，
这个、
就是有没有那个 have
哎，对，这个也有一些就是要求的成分，但是它没有逼迫那么严重 right, okay? 哎，那比如说经常是我老师让我怎么让我今天必须得完成作业是吧，哎，这样子一个感觉。
然后还有一个小词叫做 get
哎
get
那么这个里面是有说服某人去做某事的这么一个意思，虽然说它也可以直接翻译成让，right? 那么还有的话大家要稍微去注意一下后面到底是跟 to do 还是跟 do right? let 后面我们跟的是
do,
哎，对 ,let somebody do something. make 后面我们跟的也是
do,
right? have 后面还是 do, right? 哎，只有在这面是 get somebody to do something, right? Yeah.
好，希望大家能够掌握这四个非常简单但是呢又非常重要的小词。那刚才说了那么多哈，说了人抱怨抱怨中呢可能会用到一些小词这些小词有哪一些然后怎么用其实呢跟我们雅思口语考试还是很贴近的，因为口语考试中啊是有很多题目让你来描述一个人，当你要描述一个人的时候呢你就可以说到哎 get make have let等等这些小词了，
没错，而且加上这样的小词的话可以让你而且加上这样的小词的话可以让你的表达感觉更生动更有趣，然后哎这样子的话会就达到一个更自然的效果。
比如说在我们的这个考题里面我就刚才看了一下有这个 describe an old person
right
describe your friend
right
还有 describe
someone you admire
yeah.
someone famousand also these small verbs could be used, you know, in the process of, you know, telling a story, right, okay? As long as, like, you know, people are involved, you have to use things like this, okay? 也就是说当你讲故事的时候这样的小词的话也会对你很有帮助，比如说讲一个发生在过去的 experience, right, okay?
没错。
哎，好，那么最重要的是就是这样的小词呢是当你在想不起来或者是不知道一些表达的时候你第一个可以去先想一想这样的小词能不能用得到，然后所以能在考试当中救你于水火之中。
没错，当你在描述一个人的时候如果有一个动词突然想不起来该怎么说没关系，我们试试看用小词来替代是不是有那个意思。
哎，
好的，那今天节目就是这一些，如果大家想得到今天课程的文本，想和其他的听众互动或者下载最新的雅思口语真题的话，欢迎加入我们的 QQ 群，我们的群号码是90127292，欢迎您的加入，感谢大家的收听，我们下期节目再见，
拜。
给你一个机会，你最想得到什么东西？
汽车
Money
豪宅
漂亮女朋友。
芭比娃娃。
健康。
北京人民广播电台提醒您，关爱自己的健康才能带来长久的幸福。
Tell me all the things you want to do. I heard that you like the best.